Good morning, Knicks fans.
What's up,
everybody?
I'm Danny B.
It's
the morning drive.
It's the morning drive. We're talking Knicks. Knicks played the Bulls last night in the second game of a back-to-back in Chicago. Kemba Walker did play, much to our surprise. And Noel got the game going. He got two to go. He did a great job protecting the rim. Just a few too many rebounds that we didn't get our hands on. And we also shot poorly. We were 2 of 11 in the first quarter before Rose drove it in and Randle hits a three. Nerlens picked up three fouls, so you see Sims come in for him at the end of that first quarter. And we're down 5, 25-20. But we see Obi hit a three at the top of the second. Burks is getting it done, getting to that line. This is a key I've been driving home for a while now. We're actually 13 of 14 from the line at this point, so I love to see that. RJ Barrett comes back in, and him and Evan Fournier definitely developing a little chemistry I've noticed between last game and this game. So I like seeing that. Chicago picked up a couple of techs at the end of the second quarter, and Randle hits a buzzer beater. We're down 6, 51-45 going into halftime. And we come out of it. Going into the third quarter, we see Kemba really starting to get busy. He's driving home. He's hitting threes. He threw a nice alley-oop up to Noel. We see Randle hit a nice fadeaway baseline jumper over Lonzo Ball to take the lead. And it finally looks like we have some continuity in our first unit. The chemistry is starting to finally come back around. So I like seeing that. We actually were able to go up 74-72 going into that fourth quarter. And we come into it, and Chicago just hits back-to-back threes right away. Obi hits one of his own, but Chicago just keeps them coming. There was three consecutive plays that we left a man open in the corner. One was Lonzo. The other two times was Kobe White. Something we can't do. Chicago made us pay. They capitalized on all three of them. And that barrage of threes was something that we had a hard time coming back from. RJ was driving it in from here at this point, which I'm glad to see him continue to do. Burks and IQ each hit a three, but not enough to hold on. So we lose 109-103 is the final score. We played a good game, though. A lot of positives to take away from it. I made a post last night about that, so go check that out. And we got to keep it going. We got to be consistent. So we got the Lakers on Tuesday. Tomorrow night, I'll see you guys soon.